Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. Tonight we are celebrating Mabon, our fall equinox, which actually occurs next Monday on the 23rd, which is the first day of fall. But here in Illinois, it's been looking and smelling like fall for several days, a couple weeks maybe, and it's lovely. I love this time of year. I'm not like some people who say it's their favorite, because if you know me, you know that every season is my favorite when it comes along, it seems. So, but I'm enjoying this. And we want to welcome our listeners and hope that you'll participate along with us. Light your incense, light the candle, do whatever you would do if we were all in person. And tonight we're running with a short crew, so we're still going to make it happen. We have Rick Stasek and Gwen Holdenberry and Mike Valerius, do I have your name, and myself. I'm Ruth Anna Marte Pio. And we were expecting someone else who hasn't made it. So we're just going to go ahead and start. And Mike is in Iowa. Gwen and Rick are in Florida, and I'm in Illinois. So I'm going to cast a circle by visualizing all of us just standing in a circle and doing a hand-to-hand cast. And now as you envision, just see us. We're also now we're letting go of our hands and taking yours. So just step into the circle. And we can have this will be going around the world. So it's not just, you know, a few states in the United States. Just envision this in your mind's eye. And you can actually walk the circle if you want. Starting in the east, go south, west, north, back to the east. And the circle is cast. We're going to call the elements and then the directions. So, Mike, would you want to begin?
Earth that we stand on grounds us and gives us life, where our food grows from and which needs respect. Air that we are in and need to breathe for life, and lofts us and must have respect. Water that we also need for life and cleansing and commands respect. Fire that we use for life to stay warm and to cook with and requires respect. To the spirits of all four elements, we invite thee into our ritual tonight. Welcome and blessed be.
Welcome.
Blessed be.
East, we call you the time of dawn. South, the time of the midday sun. West, twilight. Between the worlds, and north, midnight, on into, up to, through the witching hour. We also call upon above, below, and our core. Welcome, all directions.
Welcome.
Welcome.
All directions.
I invoke the God now, the God who has, like the God of 10,000 names. We invite you to be with us as we celebrate the balance, the first harvest. And as we appreciate and thank you for helping us on our path. Hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Hail.
Welcome.
And welcome.
The invocation of the goddess. Come forth, O children under the stars, and take your fill of love. I am above you and in you. My ecstasy is in yours. My joy is to see your joy. Above, the gemmed azure is the naked splendor of Nuit. She bends in ecstasy to kiss the secret ardors of Hadith. The winged globe, the starry blue are thine, O Ankaf Na Khonsu. And now she shall know that the chosen priest and apostle of infinite space is the prince priest, the beast. And in his woman called the scarlet woman is all power given. They shall gather my children into their fold. They shall bring the glory of the stars into the hearts of men. For he is ever a sun and she a moon. But to him is the winged secret flame, and to her the stooping starlight. But ye are not so chosen. Burn upon their brow, splendorous serpent. O azure-lidded women, bend upon them. With the god and the adorer, I am nothing. They do not see me. They are as upon the earth. I am heaven, and there is no other god than me and my lord Hadith. Now therefore I am known to ye by my name Nuit, and to him by a secret name which I will give him when at last he knoweth me. Since I am infinite space and the infinite stars thereof, do ye also thus. Bind nothing. Let there be no difference made among you between any one thing and any other, for thereby there cometh hurt. But whoso availeth in this, let him be the chief of all. I am Nuit, and my word is 6 and 50. Divide, add, multiply, and understand. Then saith the prophet and slave of the beauteous one, who am I, and what shall be the sign? So she answered him, bending down the lambent flame of blue, all-touching, all-penetrant, her lovely hands upon the black earth, and her lithe body arched for love, and her soft feet not hurting the little flowers. Thou knowest, and the sign shall be my ecstasy, the consciousness of the continuity of existence, the omnipresence of my body. Then the priest answered and said unto the queen of space, kissing her lovely brows, and the dew of her light bathing his whole body in a sweet-smelling perfume of sweat. O Nuit, continuous one of heaven, let it be ever thus, that men speak not of thee as one, but as none, and let them speak not of thee all, since thou art continuous. None breathe the light, faint and fairy of the stars, and two, or I am divided for love's sake, for the chance of union. This is the creation of the world, that the pain of division is as nothing, and the joy of dissolution all. For these fools of men and their woes care thou not at all. They feel little. What is this balanced by weak joys? But ye are my chosen. Hail Nuit! Hail Mabon! Hail the goddess!
Hail!
Hail,
the
hail to the goddess!
Gods!
Wow!
Yeah.
I call upon our ancestors, our familiar ancestors, to come and join us, our family lines, our lines in spiritual DNA, those ancestors we reach to. May our ancestors guide us on our way. May they bless this space and time and the energy we are creating. Ancestors be with us. Hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome. Okay, we've got elements, directions, God, Goddess, ancestors. We're all here. So let us have a meditation.
This meditation is with Mabon. Golden clad, in the falling leaves walk with us. In the forest as we gather the fruits and nuts for the long winter ahead. Gather the falling leaves around us and wrap us in that last warmth of summer as autumn's chill drapes round our shoulders. We call upon the green forest man to accept these gifts to our brother trees. We pour out our gifts, the cider and the red wine, for the thirst offering to our brothers and sisters, the trees. And we offer the forest our thanks for their many gifts. Though the day's sun's warmth lingers, thy cool cloak wraps us in the lengthening eve. Season of sun and warmth has begun to ebb. The broad leaves are dappled in your shades of red, gold, and brown. The time of the long day has had its season and fades down the trail. The hour of the long night begins as we gather in the harvest, and the diamonds in the sky will light our path now. We call out to thee, known as celebrants of Mabon and Persephone and Nuit. But to love me is better than all things. If under the night stars in the desert thou presently burnest mine incense before me, invoking me with a pure heart and the serpent flame therein, thou shalt come a little to lie in my bosom. For one kiss wilt thou then be willing to give all, but whoso gives one particle of dust shall lose all in that hour. He shall gather goods and store of women and spices. He shall wear rich jewels. He shall exceed the nations of the earth in splendor and pride, but always in the love of me. And so shall ye come to my joy. I charge you earnestly, come before me in a single robe, covered in a rich headdress. I love you. I yearn to you. Pale or purple, veiled or voluptuous, I who am all pleasure and purple and drunkenness of the innermost sense desire you. Put on the wings and arouse the coiled splendor within you. Come unto me, Mabon of the second harvest, Mabon of the mysteries of equity and balance, Mabon by the gourd, the wine, garlanded with acorns, adorned by apples and ivy. Mabon, we feast on your bounty of breads, nuts, apples, pomegranates, potatoes, carrots, and onions. Mabon, at your feet and your feasts, we offer you the incense of autumn, blend bazoi, myrrh, and sweet sage. Mabon. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be. Wow. I want some cider right now. That's what you did, Rick.
I have to tell you, Rick, that when you were invoking the goddess, every hair on my arms and the back of my neck when I dug these pumps, all that, you had me enthralled. And I just thank you for that because you healed me. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, my sister. Thank
and
you all.
Beautiful. Yeah.
You did a wonderful job, too. I am so sorry. It's just as stunning. The gentleman has to be. I was staging the whole time that Rick was meditating and visualizing the earth. And thank you, Rick.
It is an honor to be with such spirits.
And your meditation is like you had me there. I was in the woods and the nut trees, and I was just thinking my a block from where I live, there's a couple black walnut trees, and you know the squirrels bring those nuts everywhere to bury them. My neighbor has all these holes in his yard where the squirrels have dug and maybe buried, maybe not, but you know, it looks like the almost like those what do you call them, like the moles or something, but it's not, it's just where the squirrels have been, you know. But they got into my pot of flowers and knocked some over because they were looking for places to bury, Or they might have been looking for things they buried before. I don't know, but the squirrels have been quite active around here. I don't know what that means, but...
I have a volunteer walnut that's popped up in my yard, and I've cut it off once, which that part became a broom handle. And then from the very base at the ground, 3 or 4 or 5 new trunks sprouted back up, which I've allowed to grow, and I've twisted them together, which is going to be another broom handle in the future.
Oh, wow.
Right. Yeah. Well, I have a black walnut in the back, but it's not, I think, what, 2 years ago, or maybe no, last year, it had like 2 nuts on it, but... Then the landlords came and they trimmed everything. Of course, they trimmed it in the wrong season, and so who knows if it'll ever bear. Probably be years. You know, I hate for people to get in like that and be trimming things they don't know what they're doing, but I just love trees, and I hate to see any tree cut down for any reason, really. But this is the season, and like Rick was mentioning, the falling leaves, we don't have that many that have fallen yet or changed color, but it's just that the color, you know, that this is like so beautiful. If I were an artist and could put the colors together, autumn just has a certain glow about it, and that's what we're having here.
Oh.
So,
well, except for walnut trees, which have a tendency to change their color and drop their leaves first. This year, we probably won't have an early color change because it was so wet for so long, and now we've gone into an extended hot season, and right now, today, for most of September so far here in Iowa, it's been hot and muggy.
Oh, wow.
Temperatures they had even more water than we did.
Yeah. Temperatures in the 80s and lower 90s, and we're now at 4 inches plus for the month.
Are you having those dragonflies swarm, Mike?
Say that again. I didn't quite.
There's dragonfly swarms that are actually making it through the weather radar. There's so many of them, and I saw there was some in Iowa.
Yeah, dragonflies can swarm up, but mostly what we have here, where I live in eastern Iowa, we have what's called the mayflies, also called the shadflies. They emerge out of the Mississippi River in various places. And south of me by about 75 miles or so is Keokuk, Iowa, which has one of the biggest outbreaks almost every year, to the extent that they actually have to get the snow plows out and plow them off the bridges and off the river road down there. They only live for about 24 hours, long enough to reproduce their race, and then they die, and they die in droves as much as 6 inches deep on the bridges.
Oh, my God. That's like a plague. That's like those biblical plagues. Oh.
Well, it would be a plague if they lived very long. They don't.
If they lasted, yeah.
Yeah. They can't – when they emerge in the river in that state, they cannot eat – or do much of anything except fly around and mate.
Oh.
They have no mouth to eat with, to feed with. That's all in the larvae form for the year or two or whatever it is before. Wisconsin and La Crosse, Wisconsin, and Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin also has quite a few, but Keokuk has an enormous amount because of the way the river is.
Wow.
And yes, they do show up on radar, giving false echoes and everything else.
Wow.
That's autumn in Iowa.
Yeah, we also have birds, migrating birds that will show up on the radar, whether it be the starlings or geckos or geese and ducks, gooses.
Yeah, the geese, I guess it's too early for them right now. I haven't heard any or seen any.
Well, what they're doing right now is the family groups are flying around, getting their exercise, moving from place to place, whether it be fields or ponds, and feeding and building up their reserves before they migrate.
Okay.
And we will see them anywhere from as few as just a pair honking and carrying on to maybe a family flock of, say, 12 to 17. The big flocks won't be coming through just yet.
Right, that's what I, yeah.
I
just October sometime.
I miss that with the seasons up north. I miss birds. I remember waiting here. You know, you could always tell when they were going.
Mm-hmm.
My mother always told me, and that should tell you something, young lady. But she lived down here in Florida, and I lived in New York. But it was. I've had some nice nuts fall, and we picked them up, and they're actually great this year. We've had coconuts. Have you, Rick? Have you had any coconuts?
I'm sorry, dear?
Have you had any coconuts fall this year?
No, not at all.
We've had quite a few from the trees. There's coconut trees around me, and we've had the coconuts fall and go and, you know, just rip it off, and they're really great. They're really great.
I love coconuts. Yeah. Yeah. Well, when you think of autumn, like other times of the year, when you think about Maybone, what comes to mind? For me, you know, I think about the second harvest, of course, and then I also think about balance because it's the equinox. And when I think of balance, I think of like teeter-totters, you know, the seesaws, and because they're seldom actually balanced on that fulcrum, and that's how I feel balance works. It's not just that plateau, but it's somewhere the highs and the lows. You have to have them both to find the balance. I don't know. What do you all think of for this particular holiday?
Well, for me, it's one of my more creative times. Both equinoxes where I've written some of my most significant poems. And I'm trying to find it right now, but there is a goddess, as everybody was speaking about that is part of poetry. And I can't find it right now.
Oh. I thought maybe you had it. Okay.
Could go right to it because I was reading it earlier today, and I wasn't thinking about it until just now.
Ah. Well, if it's handy, but, you know. Rick, what do you think about when you think of this particular holiday?
Well, in my youth, I lived up north, and I enjoyed so much walking through the autumn woods. There was a special poignance, it seemed to me, that life as it prepared for winter was with its gathering, sort of hunching its shoulders, you know. There's a special poignancy to autumn. And as our brother creatures gather in their reserves for the cold winter, it just seemed that the preciousness of life was just etched in stark relief then. And how without those reserves, without that special gathering in, we would not survive the winter. And the walking through the woods with a chill in the air, that's some pretty magical stuff.
It is. And the poignancy, you're right. There's a sadness to autumn that I don't feel in during the other seasons. But the gathering things. I just had probably my last gift from the neighbor's garden. He took it down. I don't know why. I mean, more sooner this year than last year. But I ended up with all these hot peppers. I think they're Scotch bonnet, but he didn't seem to know. So I have enough. If you all live closer, you could all have some hot peppers because you know, I like spicy food. I really like spicy food, but I have so many of these and they're so hot. I definitely have enough to share around. And then I got the rest of the tomatoes too. So I think that the local harvest that I've been blessed with from my neighbors, I think it's come to an end for the year.
Found it.
Yeah.
The goddess Carmen.
Okay, found it? Okay, read it to us. And
the goddess Carmen, deity of poetry. Doesn't give me any more information as to the origin of Carmen. Carpo is another one, goddess of the autumn.
Like Rick mentioned Persephone, because, you know, for our next festival is when people frequently do the pomegranate seeds and different things like that about Persephone. When we're, you know, for Samhain.
Mm-hmm.
But,
sure.
For this particular one, I don't know. So, Gwen, when you think of this part of the season, what do you think of around this holiday?
So, a long time ago, when I was a freshman in college, I was invited by a group of Wiccans to come to a ceremony for Mabon of Kabon. And that was the first time I ever entered the circle. And I think of it as a decadent time, and I'm more of a Dionysian maybe about this time of year, because where the seasons changed up north when I live up north, this was the time when we would be, you know, meeting each other at the local, you know, small pub to celebrate, and, you know, there was so much good food around, and it was a really great time, and the colors were just absolutely stunning, and it was a heart-filling time, but it was the first time that I ever entered circle was on an equinox ceremony, so it that memory there.
Yeah.
I have a poem. Go ahead.
Oh, you do.
I have a poem that would that would tie into what everybody's saying here.
Okay.
Well, summer in September seems to be in free fall. Earlier sunsets hasten activities and harvest chores. Warm and hot days pass far too quickly as reflections inset memories before forgotten. Gardens in total bloom, fruits, nuts, and vegetables at the ready to gather. Nature trails to be explored and vistas to seek. Southerly winds more enjoyable than harsh north breezes. Equinox soon to arrive, followed by the zodiacal time when forest views change. But stay for now in this moment of all that is still left of summer in September.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, Mike stopped by on his way to a festival, and we went to a fruit stand that was set up for the holiday weekend. And it was so nice to get all kinds. I mean, they had several kinds of tomatoes and several kinds of onions, and they didn't have anything really exotic, but it was just nice to get a variety. In the stores, well, there's only one store where I live, and there's no variety. It was nice just to get those. And I mean, that's what I love about the season, the harvest. There's so much, it's so lush, and the abundance, you know? It's,
some of what they had there, Ruthann, were heirlooms.
What?
At the produce stand.
Oh, yeah, they were heirlooms. So,
which are quite different. You can call them exotic.
Well, yeah, really. I mean, more than that stuff you have in the cardboard tomatoes in the grocery store. Yeah, these were, actually, some of these I had never seen, only in pictures. They look like they're almost, they're red, but part of them looks sort of almost a blackish purple. And when you cut into them, the seeds on that side are, and the flesh is a little different color from the other side. It's really funny. But, yeah. Well, yeah, and people where I got the Scotch bonnets from, they have those round cucumbers, the yellow cucumbers that are yellow and orange striped. And those are really good. So I guess those are a little exotic, too. So, I got a little exotic stuff in.
Here in Iowa, we've got a company that's called Seed Savers, and they done everything they can to find all the heirloom varieties, and they've got quite a few. Best to do an internet search to get the latest information because they're adding stuff all the time. And one of the things they found, which we can find now in a lot of these markets, is a particular type of watermelon called Moon and Stars. And I've grown that, and they are nice.
Yeah, I've seen those for several years. That company, and I can't think of it now, and I'm always telling people to, Baker's Creek. They're in Missouri, and they actually have seeds from around the world. So all of their stuff is organic, and it's just like that. But, yeah, Moon and Stars. Well, anything that has to do with celestial, anything, I'm there. But, yeah, the watermelon, it actually looks like it's a celestial-looking watermelon. I've never tasted them, though. But
I've tasted something I've never tasted before, with heirloom tomatoes, tomato jelly. You can make a tomato jam, jelly. Did you know that?
Oh, I have not tasted it, I think, but I know of tomato jam. Yeah, I know of it.
Oh, well, I found the recipe in my good buddy, the editor and publisher of the Avery Post up in the mountains of North Carolina, one of her writers, put the recipe in, which I passed along. And the person who grows and makes, at the green market, and I got to taste that, and oh my God, that was wonderful.
I bet.
Some of the heirloom varieties that I've seen are tomatoes that are various shapes and purple, along with striped yellow and burgundy color. All kinds of, there's many, many varieties now that they've made available on the market.
And, I mean, if you just make a tomato salad, I mean, you can use just one tomato, but if you have all those different ones, it's beautiful. And throw a little bit of basil or something. I would probably do basil or cilantro. But, little good vinegar, balsamic or something. Hey, it's good. But since Rick mentioned cider in the meditation, it's like I've got cider on the brain now. So this is the time. It'll start appearing in the store here real soon if it isn't already.
I think of honeymoon.
You think of what?
Honeymoon.
You also mentioned red wine.
Grape juice made from the grapes.
There you go. The grapes. The grapes.
Iowa grow table grapes, the special table grapes out your way. You have those really great things. You never find them in a grocery store, but you find them at green markets and from the farmers and stuff. Those beautiful, like upstate New York,
that
bunch of them. They're just addictive.
But there's some new kind of grape. Well, they're not new. I think it was, I saw them in the spring at the store here. They only had them once. But, I think Mike maybe you mentioned them somewhere. They're, I think they're called like moon drops or moon something.
Yeah.
And they're,
yeah,
they're long. Yeah. They
yeah,
are
sister,
good.
If it's what I'm thinking yeah. of, those are an heirloom variety, and they've got them growing here again in Iowa. The last I heard, they weren't quite ready to be making wine out of, but we've got a lot of vineyards now in Iowa. We, you know, 150 years ago, we had the settlers had vineyards, and starting about 25, 30 years ago, the vineyards started coming back, and we've got a lot now.
What kind
well,
of wine
they're,
are you
producing? Say that again?
What kind of wines are you producing?
You name it, red wines, white wines, various, yeah.
That's
everything
that's
ranging
cool.
from the native Concord grapes to all the other imports and hybrids and whatever.
Wow.
And when we
well,
get
that
an
one place in Iowa, it's called the Cities or something, and it's like the colonies. There are seven little towns that they were Amish.
Yeah.
Ish to begin with. They do. There's
yeah,
a lot
the Amana,
of
the Amana
yeah,
colonies.
Colonies. Yeah, yeah.
And
they have a lot of that artisan stuff. Yeah.
They don't. It. That's more of a touristy thing now. They don't have as quite what they once did, but also because competition has gotten real rigorous here with all the craft brewery. For various beer ranging from
right.
Mississippi mud beer to, you know, whatever. They get creative with the names and they just go from there.
Yeah. But no, this is definitely the time. So a lot of places that have farmers markets that don't go year-round, they still go up into October, till probably like the end of October, some of them, because of pumpkins and different squash and things. So, you know, you still got a month and a half if you live where they have farmers markets. And of course, if you're in the South, they may have farmers markets year-round. So, you know,
we have
every month is harvest.
We do have green markets that go all year-round, but they definitely seem to have their season.
Yeah.
We have a few greenhouses here that produce year-round. Mostly what they specialize in is tomatoes throughout the winter.
Oh.
And just
well,
enough
they
to supply some of their...
probably to restaurants, don't they?
During the winter time, if there's any farmers market still going, which we've got one here that does try to run year-round, it's kind of intermittent, like once or twice a week, but they mostly sell to the grocery stores first and then to the restaurants if they want them.
Oh, okay.
The hydroponic tomatoes and the vine-ripened tomatoes, and the thing is with greenhouses, throughout the winter time, they have to supplement the light added anywhere from 6 to 8 to 10 hours more per day, even more than that.
Yeah, because it gets dark
mm-hmm.
early.
And tomatoes need a lot of light.
Yeah. But, yeah, nowadays there's so many, you know, with technology being what it is, things can be helped along. And I don't. That doesn't bother me. It's the GMOs and things that bother me, but whatever. So, what are anybody have big plans for next Monday night on the actual day of Equinox or this weekend? Or what are your Equinox plans?
I haven't made any. Honestly, I haven't made any except for to do, you know, my own small. With my sister, we will probably do something small. And,
yeah.
We'll probably top it off with, you know, let's make a meal.
We're going to try to do some river rafting.
Oh.
Ooh. Okay.
We've been hoping to get away for it all summer, but it hasn't happened yet. But I've got my Saturday classes canceled, so we're going to take the long weekend and go river rafting.
All right. Good for you. I'm going to be like Gwen, probably very quiet celebration. I will have my new roommate, Bunny, so maybe he'll celebrate with me. We'll see how that goes.
Tentatively, I'm going to have a little fire in the grill, in the barbecue, with some wood that I've set aside just for that, and kind of wing it from there.
Yeah, I want to have a little fire out there. Yeah, that's and I want to have some. Well, I have some wood set aside too, but I want to burn some leaves if I've got some to burn, because I like the smell. I mean, that's a very autumnal smell, the burning leaves. So, we'll be thinking of Rick on the river. And the rest of us in the backyard or something. Yeah. Does anybody have anything they want to add before we do our goodbyes?
Still got a good 20 minutes yet, more or less.
Then Gwen, you want to start, and then Rick, and then I, and then we'll, yeah. Gwen?
Yes. For Easter Day, Easter night, thank you for being with us, stay with us, for being with us, ancestors, through this Easter night time, so that we can make merry neighbor. Thank you for abiding with us this evening in our circle.
Thank you for joining us with this celebration of the goddess, the celebration of the turning of the seasons. And as the light goes away out in the world, may the light shine brighter within us each and all. Merry meet and merry met. And merry meet again.
Meet again.
Thank you. Beautiful as the light fades. We thank you, gods as in plural, for being with us. Help us to find the balance that we each need in our own lives. And as you go, we say hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Farewell.
I want to thank the directions. North, west, south, east, above, below, and our core for being with us. And again, hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Farewell.
Mike?
To the spirits of the four elements, fire, water, air, and earth. Thank you for gracing us with your presence tonight and always. Stay if you wish, go if you will. Hail and farewell.
Hail.
Hail.
Farewell.
Farewell.
As above, so below. As the universe, so the soul. As without, so within. The circle is open, yet unbroken. Merry meet and merry part.
Part and merry meet again.
Merry meet again. Yay. Okay. Thank you, everybody. And just have a lovely, lovely autumn. We'll see everybody back here for Samhain.
Yes.
Thank you all.
At the end of October. So have fun with the fires. You guys and Rick, have a ball on the river.
Will do.
Sounds good to me.
Good night, everyone. Shine bright.
Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Very smart. Night, Maya.
Night.